Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. As always, you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at LewyLewis5. That's LewyLewis, and the number 5. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I greatly appreciate it. Let a friend, family member, whatever, get the word out there. Helps me, helps the podcast grow. And on today's episode, I will be covering news and notes from around the league, and it's never too early to do a redraft mock draft. Let's see where the ADPs fall, and with that, let's get fantasy. It's showtime. All right, first news I have is Travis Hunter signs his rookie deal, 4 years, $46.65 million, fully guaranteed, and his $30.57 million signing bonus is already paid entirely upfront, sets a new record for making him the first non-quarterback not drafted first overall to receive his entire signing bonus up front. And the big thing is, he's a unicorn. So what are you going to do with him? I mean, a lot of our rookie drafts has already passed, and he should have been probably in the top five of your picks, 6, 7 at the latest. And I think he's got that body type of a Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson body type. And if he focuses only on one position, I think he's going to dominate in fantasy. And for us fantasy gamers, that's what we love, and that's what we are here for all time, every day. Next news. Slow down, Shedeur Sanders. Come on. You got cited at 101 miles per hour or whatever it was. That's not the first time this month. Like, what the hell? Like, this is the second time. I understand that you're young, but you're just being dumb. Like, it just slow down. How are we even? I know this isn't much fantasy relevance, but slow the hell down, Shedeur Sanders, because you keep on doing this. You're bringing the circus already to town with your, you know, popularity and everything like that. But you keep on doing these stupid little mistakes. You're not going to be on a team much longer. You're going to be more like Johnny Manziel and playing Canadian football or arena football, whatever he went to. And you're not going to have a future in the NFL as much as truly talented as you are. It's just going to happen. I mean, we see it all the time. Younger guys come into the league and just make stupid decisions. And you didn't appear in court or whatever it was for your first citation. Just slow the hell down. You got $1 million cars. Cool. Go for it. You want to do your TikTok dances, even though your teammate Joe Flacco thinks it's stupid? Go for it. But slow the hell down. Will Travis Kelce play more than just this next season? On his future, he got asked and he commented, "I got 1 year left on this contract. I know that. We'll try to figure something out for next season." The Chiefs organization knows how much I love them. I can't see myself playing anywhere else. For me, I see this as more of a dynasty relevant news for fantasy purposes, but also, like, he's dropped 25 pounds this offseason. It's been reported he wants to be healthier. He was not happy with his conditioning of last season, and we kind of seen it. He slowed down. I mean, age is his biggest, you know, competition, and you can't change your age unless if you're whatever. But it shows that he's either playing with Chiefs or he's done. He's going to retire. And it all depends on what he's going to get in another contract. But if they win this season, he's gone. He's done. Go out a winner. If he, you know, has his bad taste like he did this past season, and he develops this bad taste, you know, wants a condition, come back right like he's doing right now and play one more season, you're getting a top 12 tight end easily. And he's, I think he's going back in like the fourth or like sixth, seventh round right now. And last season was a disappointing season, but he still was tight end five on the season, had 93 catches, and that's a down year. He only had three touchdowns last season. I mean, I could see him getting five, six touchdowns, less catches, but those touchdowns are going to make up for it, definitely. I love that he dropped the weight too, because he looked slow, he looked fatigued, and I think this is going to be more of his conditioning. Next news, Jackson Dart. I've been thinking this too. He's going to play at some point this season. It's just a matter of when. And you listen to everything Brian Daboll says, you get an understanding that how far along Jackson Dart is and where you think he's going to go. It's clearly a matter of when, not if. That's what Ian Rappaport stated. It's a matter of when, not if. And he's coming along a lot quicker than anticipated, getting a general feel for Daboll's offensive scheme. He just reminds me of, I shouldn't say, but Josh Allen. But I think it's more because he has that huge arm. He's got the rushing ability. He's taller. He was in spread offense. He did everything in college that you could want of him. And he's with Daboll again, just like Josh Allen was. But there's also news on the Giants side. Russell Wilson wanted to play for the Giants because he wants to play with a playmaker like Malik Nabers. I mean, hell, every quarterback should. That's why Jameis probably went there right away during the free agent signing. You know, Malik Nabers is down there somewhere. Let's just chuck it up. And we all fantasy gamers would have loved the hell out of that just because of that situation. And it's just, I don't know when he's going to take over. I'm guessing week 12. Just going to throw it out there. I don't know their schedule off the top of my head, but I'm going to say about week 12, they're going to notice like, hey, this is kind of a crap season. Let's have them play for 3-4 games, sell them the last two just because we don't want to hurt our franchise quarterback and see what we have in them. And then next year, build an offensive line around them. That's how you should be doing your franchise. Next news, speaking of Giants, Daniel Jones taking significant lead over Anthony Richardson. I think this is kind of a given because Richardson sucks. He can't complete more than 30% of the passes in a game. 10 for 30, 10 for 11 for 33, whatever it is. Yeah, in fantasy, Richardson is undoubtedly a great gift, but he only plays 20% of his games. You know, it's not worth it at that point. You know, in Dynasty, you can't trade him because he's not worth a damn thing because you're not going to get anything. And I've said it multiple times. Yes, I think Daniel Jones is going to start, but my hot, juicy take is Riley Leonard is going to appear in more games than Anthony Richardson this season. I just don't see how he doesn't. He might even give you that rushing ability if Richardson, you know, is with his shoulder hurt. But that is my hot take, is Riley Leonard is going to play more games than Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones, have fun. Throw a lot to Tyler Warren and even check down a few times to JT, I hope. And Josh Downs is going to, if Daniel Jones is there. Josh Downs, draft him. He's great wide receiver. He's going to make a huge impact. If Daniel Jones starts the majority of the season, if not all, I think Josh Downs' upside is top 12, wide receiver one. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers mentoring Steelers quarterback of the future? Will Howard on his relationship with Rodgers says, he's been so awesome to me. Aaron has been willing to help me. He's like, literally, as much as or as little as you want me to help you, I will be there. I think that's kind of what we got even for what he did with Jordan Love. I mean, there was no bad blood like him and Favre when he came into the league. And we've noticed that even if you watch the Aaron Rodgers Netflix series thing, we've seen that Jordan Love came out, said, hey, he took me under his wing, you know, but he did know that I'm going to be playing at some point. Will Howard, are you really that talented? I don't see it, but it's just newsworthy because if they don't draft a quarterback next season, I think Will Howard's your starting quarterback next year. So that's a year away from now, but don't be surprised. But also, biggest news on Pat McAfee's show, he showed up today. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we just did a one-year deal. That's what Aaron Rodgers said of his future and with the Steelers. So I can see that definitely being, his early retirement announcement. Not saying he might be a little drama during the off season again, but I think he wanted to play the Packers one time in his career. Hopefully he doesn't win because I'm a Packer fan, but we all know that. And hopefully he actually does well this season. I think DK Metcalf with him, DK is going to be finishing as a wide receiver two, probably about wide receiver 15 at top, I'd say to 23. But I really like DK this year, and Rodgers will force feed his alpha receiver. And that is the fantasy news and notes from around the league. Really looking forward to digging into this mock draft. But let's hear what the Podfather has to say about FFPC.
Hey, why do we partner with the FFPC? Because they have the widest variety of fantasy football formats, and it's the easiest place to find all types of fantasy football contests in the world. What if you want to play for high stakes? Well, they have a $6 million prize pool with their Fantasy Players Championship. They also have way too early best ball leagues that start in February and dynasty leagues. They have the closest thing to a liquid market for orphans that there is in all of Dynasty. And the FFPC has sponsored us for half a decade because we are actually delivering information that can help fantasy gamers. And they're generating so much interest and bringing in so many new users, casual users even. The FFPC creates a unique experience where you can both compete against the best and make money. Use promo code UNDERWORLD to get $25 off your first team. $25 off your first team at the FFPC with promo code UNDERWORLD. Go get it!
Yes. FFPC's big $1 million tournament, the Big Gorilla, is live now. Check it out. Use promo code UNDERWORLD for your first $25 off your first draft. Get into it. All right. Let's start with this mock drafting. So I did a randomizer. I got number 7 on this mock draft. The starting lineup will be 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 tight end, 1 flex, and I'll do 5 bench. Total of 12 rounds. It's early, but it's never too early to do a mock draft. You always got to practice, see how you want to do it. Do you want to do RB0, Hero RB, what you want to go with. Let me know what you guys are trying to do. Let's get into this. All right. So right away, we see Ja'Marr Chase, Barkley, Chase, or Justin Jefferson, Barkley, Chase, Gibbs. Bijan, Lamb, or Saint Brown, Puka Nacua. I'm on the clock here. I really like Malik Nabers. I think he's a great asset. I do like Brian Thomas Jr. I think Derrick Henry is going to regress a little bit. Nico Collins is always amazing. We can look down. Who do we think we could get? Let's go Ashton Jeanty. I think he's going to be probably RB4 this year, and I really love what he can do. So I'm making that selection at the 107. Now it's Malik Nabers. Derrick Henry, Brian Thomas to finish out the first round. Went Brian Thomas and A.J. Brown for back-to-back. Bowers, A-Chan, I'm back up. I think with this second round, I already went Jeanty. Why not get my running backs out of the way? No, not Bucky Irving. No, thank you. Let's get Christian McCaffrey with that playoff schedule. Whew, I love it. I think it's going to be one of the first things that's going to be widely looked at when draft season comes. After I drafted at 204, Nico, Drake London, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think that's going to be a high upside as well. I'm not a huge Bucky Irving fan. He went right after him. I think Josh Jacobs is going to be a hell of a lot better than Bucky Irving this year. Josh Allen, our first quarterback. Trey McBride is finishing off. Let's get back into the draft in the third round. Goes Lamar Jackson, Jonathan Taylor. I love that value in the third round, especially at 202 or 302. Then you got Tyreek Hill. I think he's going to regress a little bit again. I don't even know if he's going to be on the team. Chase Brown, T. Higgins, back-to-back teammates. Breece Hall, Jaden Daniels getting drafted off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm back on the clock. Now, looking at this, I wish we would have went, instead of McCaffrey, maybe went Nico and then Kyren Williams. But just looking at who I have on my team or availability, I am very high on Garrett Wilson this year. You pair him up with his former college teammate in Justin Fields. I love what they're going to do. He was hyper-targeted with Rodgers at the beginning of the season. Let's make the pick before we lose it. Then it went Kyren. It went Kyren, Terry McLaurin, George Kittle finishing off the third round. Let's keep on getting into it. Now it went James Cook, Jalen Hurts, Mike Evans, and I'm back up on the clock. Now we got Davante Adams, Joe Burrow, Rashee Rice. Season, and I don't think that issue of him reckless driving is going to be a suspension at this point. So I'm taking him because he flashed so many positives at the beginning of the season last year with three straight games of fantasy relevance. I think he's going to come back in and do well. Let's pick him again. Davante Adams, Chuba Hubbard, Joe Burrow, Sam Laporta, DJ Moore, Joe Mixon, Kamara, and Ken Walker finishing off. At 5-1, I'm kind of wondering what they're thinking with Amari Hampton. He's a rookie. He's young. Maybe this is first time I'm doing a mock draft too. So looking at the ADP, I would pass a little bit further for him. DK Metcalf, 502, 503, great value. Jameson Williams, Xavier Worthy, Devontae Smith, TJ Hockenson, David Montgomery, James Conner. I'm back up on the clock. We look, and I am very, very high for a flex position to take Teteroa McMillan. I think if you looked at my top 12 ranking wide receivers, he was one of them. I'm taking him here as my flex. And we get Zay Flowers, RJ Harvey, Chris Godwin, Chris Olave, Chris Godwin back to back. Trey Henderson in the sixth round, Cortland Sutton. We're back up on the clock. And right now my team is Jainty, Christian McCaffrey at running back, Garrett Wilson, Rashee Rice, and Teteroa McMillan. Now we look at the tight ends. You got Kelsey, you got Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to have a comeback season this year. Let's take him, and you can partner him with the stash of Rashee Rice. I think that'd be great pairing. You know, you get that, you know, stash and great value right there in sixth round. Now we got our one position, our onesie quarterback. Then it went Travis Hunter, George Pickens, Aaron Jones. Let's pause it for a second. Aaron Jones, one of my favorite values has to be Jalen Waddle, sixth round. I'm very high. I think he's going to finish as a wide receiver one this year. I love it. Jerry Jeudy, very high on him. Back-to-back for that team three with Jameson Williams and Jerry Jeudy. Baker Mayfield gets off the board at 6'11". Jordan Addison at 6'12". That finishes sixth round. Seventh round, you have DeAndre Swift, Travis Kelce, Tony Pollard, Jonnu Smith, Quinshon Judkins, Rome Odunze. That could be very great value in the seventh round. He can be projected top 15 receiver this year. And Caleb Johnson started back up. Then it went Calvin Ridley. Now I'm back on the clock. We already got our quarterback. Running backs, we look Tyrone Tracy, Brian Robinson. Let's go to wide receivers. You got Khalil Shakir, Jacoby Myers, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel. Tight ends, you got Mark Andrews, Evan Ingram, David Njoku, Tyler Warren. I think at this point of the draft, I have to probably you look and see how many more starters do you see. I do think Brian Robinson, and that's what we're going to take here. They didn't really bring in anyone to compete that much. You know, you get the Ja'Cory Crosby Merritt conversation. I don't think he's going to pass him. Bo Nix, Tracy, Shakir was finishing off round seven. Round eight, Jacoby Myers, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Ayuk. I think that's a little too early for my blood because he's going to miss the first half of the season. Now, at this point, I'm kind of looking for upside swing. You look at Jacoby Myers, that's upswing. Cooper Kupp, I think he's dust. Brandon Ayuk, I'm not a big fan of, with missing probably 6-7 weeks. Not very high. So I'm looking at it, and I think maybe I'm a homer, but Jaden Reed can easily be a top wide receiver. We've seen flashes of it last season that he finished multiple weeks straight away in the beginning of the year as a wide receiver one finishes for the week. We got Mark Andrews, Evan Ingram, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Warren, Cam Skedaboo in the eighth round, Jared Goff. Najee Harris, Kyler Murray finishing off the eighth round. Look at the sixth round or ninth round. I really like Ricky Pearsall right there. Stephon Diggs, I think he's going to be hyper target as long as his knee's doing well right now. He's been practicing without a brace, but as long as he comes in and does well. David Njoku, Travis Etienne, and we're starting the draft again. It goes Travis Etienne, 904. 905 was Justin Herbert. Juwan Jennings, I think he's going to be hyper-targeted a lot right away as well with Ricky Pearsall. Those two, I love the value because Brandon Ayuk, I think, is going to be out for the first 6 to 8 weeks. Ramondre Stevenson and Colston Loveland. And I think I have to take this position just to fill my void. And, there's a couple of players I do, like I've already talked about, I love Josh Downs if he's playing, but I think getting another value as a tight end and covering that space, Tyler Warren, we're going to select him here. Caleb Johnson goes off the board, Josh Downs and Brock Purdy finishes off the ninth round. We only got three more to go here, and we look Javonte Williams, Tajay Spears, and Darnell Mooney gets drafted. Just take a look at this running back position right now. You got Zach Charbonnet, Rashad White, Tank Bigsby, Jordan Mason. I really like that value right there, too. Jaden Blue, Bashaud Tootin. Then you look at wide receivers. You have Matthew Golden. I mean, he could be uphill swing. You're looking at potential high value. Michael Pittman, Emeka Ebuka, Jaden Higgins, not a bad idea either. I think that's a big, huge uphill tight end. I would consider Tucker Kraft, but I took Warren last round. So I'm thinking right here, he's way ahead of ADP, but I'm looking for uphill swing in this position. You kind of want to look and play that ADP as well game. And so with this, I'm going to go back to the receiver position. And I'm going to select Jaden Higgins. I think he's going to have a great year this year. Especially with CJ Stroud and everyone else. I think Jaden Higgins is my pick here at 10:04. Zach Charbonnet, Matthew Golden, Dalton Kincaid, Emeka Ebuka, Tucker Kraft, love that value in the 10th round. Keon Coleman, Michael Pittman. I just seen the player I really want. I should have did it. Michael Pittman and Rashad White finishes off 10th. Then you got Dallas Goedert, Jake Ferguson. The guy I really should have drafted last round now looking back is Jordan Mason. I think he's going to out-touch Aaron Jones this year. I have a bad feeling that he's going to end up injured. And actually looking at this round, I probably could have kicked the can on Patrick Mahomes. You get Jordan Love in this round. I think he's going to finish as a quarterback one. Drake May, I think, is going to finish as a quarterback one. You even get Dak Prescott in this. Then you got Luther Burden, CJ Stroud. Now we take a glance at who's available. We got two picks left. Even right now, you see Justin Fields on the board. J.J. McCarthy, we've seen multiple times over and over and over again that the Vikings, Kevin, the head coach, can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's been great with his quarterbacks. And you got Trevor Lawrence as well. And even then, you could always just double up and get Matthew Stafford too later on. I love the values that are here. We look at running back, Tank Bigsby. I'm not a big fan of Rico Dowdle. I mean, I think he's going to not do so much that much compared to Chuba Hubbard. Jaden Blue, Bashaw Tootin, Isaiah Grundo. Could I have a handcuff? Go right receivers quick. Trey Harris, Rashid Shaheed, Marvin Mims, Kyle Williams is an interesting prospect as well. No, Kyle Pitts. Ooh, love that guy. Well, I'm going to go back to the running back position, and I'm looking for uphill swing. And just because they drafted him this year, I think Jaden Blue can take off or take the reins here. And I'm just disappointed. I should have drafted Jordan Mason last round. But Jaden Blue at 11:09, Rico Dowdle, Tank Bigsby, and Trevor Lawrence rounds out the 11th round. Our final pick here, Kyle Pitts, Justin Fields, Pat Freiermuth, and then now it's my turn. Do I want to go J.J. McCarthy, double up? We'll see. Bashaw Tootin, Garendo, Eckler, Dobbs. Trey Harris. I'm in love with Trey Harris. Rashid Shaheed, Marvin Mims, Kyle Williams, Christian Kirk, Isaiah Likely, Ertz, Henry, and Brenton Strange. Really, I'm taking either J.J. McCarthy or Trey Harris. If you look at my team, how it's stacked and made, I have five. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is, well, they, never mind. I waited too long. I only had it set for a minute. I got Bashaw Tootin. If I was actually doing it, I probably would have took Trey Harris just for the fact of the upside right there. Isaiah Garendo got drafted, then Trey Harris. Like I said, I got auto-picked because I wasn't paying attention to the one-minute timer. Kyle Williams, J.J. McCarthy gets drafted 12:09. I think that's a great value. Marvin Mims, Jack Beck, which he's been running with the second string, and that's kind of strange seeing. And we have Christian Kirk rounding out. Let me know, chat. Let me know what you guys think. Now, I'll just look real quick. I'm just going to look real quick of who's the values here. First round value to me. I mean, they're all first rounders in this case. Second round, I really think Christian McCaffrey getting into the second round is huge. One I'm not high on is Bucky Irving. We've seen it that when he takes a whole workload, he looks bad. He's a mummy. Third round value. I really love Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to be a top five running back this year. Really love that value. Also, Kyren Williams. All that guy does is put up fantasy points. If I had to pick a high guy, I think is Chase Brown. I think he's not going to put up as many points as he did at the end of the season last year. Fourth round, we look at. I do love the DJ Moore at 409. Even Ken Walker, 412. That is huge. If he could stay healthy, he's a top 12 running back. My high guy, or my overvalued, I think, is going to be James Cook. Only reason is because like 40% of his fantasy points last year came in touchdowns. I don't think he's going to get 16 touchdowns this year again. And he's more, I don't think he's worth 401. In the fifth round, Amari Hampton was overdrafted, in my opinion. I think he could have slid back a little bit more. Value-wise, I think Jameson Williams at 503 was huge value. Sixth round, huge value is Jalen Waddle. I love that. Overvalue, I think I'm going to say Travis Hunter. I think Pickens and Waddle and Judy and Addison might all finish before Travis Hunter, and they're all drafted after him. In the seventh round, Roman Dunze is probably my top guy for value, or I love Caleb Johnson. Overvalued was Tyrone Tracy. I have a feeling that he's going to start the season off as a starter for three games, and then Cam Scaboo is just going to take the goal line and all the other touches. Worst pick in the eighth round was Brandon Ayuk, just because, like I said, he's going to only play maybe the last seven games of the season, ten games of the season. It's going to probably start off on the pup list. I'm not high fan on. I'm going to say Jaden Reed in the eighth round to me was great value, high upswing, and that's what you're looking for in this area. Next round, round nine, I think Ramondre Stevenson might be the worst pick there. I don't think he's going to be I think he's going to be a dud this year. I mean, I think they're just going to hand the reins over to Travion Henderson. Great value was 6'11", or at 9'11", Josh Downs. Really, really like that value, especially, like I said, when you get Daniel Jones throwing you the ball, you're going to get hyper-targeted, and he's going to dominate. 10th round value. I'm going to say Tucker Kraft. I think Tucker Kraft, it can be the second leading target on the Green Bay Packers. Or even Michael Pittman. That could be another value as well. Overreach, probably myself at Jaden Higgins. No, I'm going to say Darnell Mooney right before me. I think Higgins will outperform Mooney this year, so I'm going to say Mooney. Round 11, pretty much all these quarterbacks. I mean, if I'm looking at it now, hindsight, obviously, I probably would took Jalen Waddle over Patrick Mahomes and then draft either Jordan Love, Drake May, Dak Prescott, CJ Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, or JJ McCarthy. All values in the last two rounds. I love them. Jordan Mason as a positional player, 11.03. I love that pick. Overvalued, I'm going to say Dallas Goedert at 11.01. I mean, I just don't like the value there. In the 12th round, final round, like I said, I mean, Justin Fields and JJ McCarthy was huge values. I would never have drafted Christian Kirk, but I mean, Trey Harris also was great value. But let me know, chat. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Who do you like? Who did you not? Is my team decent? Can it win the championship? I mean, we look at my team at quarterback. You got Patrick Mahomes. Running back, I got JT, Christian McCaffrey, Brian Robinson, Jaden Blue. I would have drafted Trey Harris also, but I got Tootin. Wide receivers is Garrett Wilson, Rashid Rice, Tet McMillan, Jaden Reed, and Jaden Higgins. And my lone tight end, I have Tyler Warren. Let me know, chat. I want to know your thoughts. And with that, we are all done with this episode. Thanks for tuning in to Fantasy End Zone. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe. Let your family, friends know. Get my podcast out there. Much appreciated. It helps me, helps the channel. Also, follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Louis Lewis 5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Also, download Fast Draft. You want to get away from the kids, the wife. You got like 10 minutes to go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet. Download Fast Draft. And within 10 minutes, you're probably drafting a team. 6 rounds, flex 4, rookie drafts, you name it, we got it. Also, use my promo code Lewis, LEWIS, and you get a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. Go out and check it out now. And with that, I will talk to you fantasy heads next week. Have a good week. Till then, peace out.